All right, welcome back to the deep dive. You already know how it is out there. Information overload, it's just everywhere. And we're here to try to cut through all that noise and get to what really matters for you.
Absolutely.
Today, we're diving into something I bet you see every single day. Every time you open up TikTok or Instagram, you're bound to see them. User-generated content style ads.
UGC ads.
UGC ads. You know, we got our hands on some pretty cool material that breaks down why they're everywhere and how brands are using them so effectively to get your attention.
Yeah.
And we're going to try to do the same for you today. Kind of lay it all out.
Absolutely. Break it down.
Explore some of the big examples.
The why, the how.
The strategies.
Yeah.
And just really get to the bottom of this.
Yeah.
And right off the bat, here's a stat for you that I think really sets the stage. 84%. A full 84% of consumers say they trust recommendations from people like them. Way more than any kind of fancy ad that a brand could put out there.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, isn't it? Really highlights a shift in how brands are needing to connect with consumers now, doesn't it? It used to be like, what is our perfect message?
Right.
How do we just hone that in and just deliver it with a loudspeaker?
Super polished, very controlled.
Yeah. And now it's about bringing in the voices of everyday people.
Totally. And this idea, this theme of authenticity,
yeah,
just keeps coming up over and over again in all this stuff we've been reading.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like it really is at the heart of why these UGC ads are so effective.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is it about them? Why do they feel so different?
Yeah.
So genuine compared to like a slick commercial?
Well, I think it comes down to relatability, right?
Okay.
When you're seeing somebody who seems like they could be your neighbor, your colleague, or just another person sharing their experience with a product,
mm-hmm,
it hits differently. You know?
Yeah.
It's less salesy and more like an honest opinion. I think as a consumer, you're naturally more discerning of those super polished ads.
Right.
You know, there's a whole team of marketers behind it trying to get you to buy something.
Sure.
Whereas UGC, it often feels like somebody just sharing their genuine satisfaction with something.
Totally. It's like getting a recommendation from a friend, you know?
Yeah.
You trust their judgment.
Absolutely.
And that takes us to this concept of trust building, which the material really emphasizes.
Yeah.
People trust these everyday opinions so much more,
yeah,
than what a brand says about itself.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're right. Why is that distinction so huge today?
Well, I think in this world where you're bombarded constantly with all these marketing messages and information overload, you've got to have a filter, right? Mm-hmm. You have to kind of develop this healthy skepticism,
right,
towards anything that just seems overtly promotional. So when somebody you feel is kind of impartial, you know, they don't have skin in the game, shares a positive experience, it kind of cuts through that noise for you. It's what we call social proof, this idea that we look to others to validate choices.
Oh, interesting.
So when you see, you know, somebody like you enjoying a product, you might think, well, maybe this is something that could work for me.
Right.
It's less about the brand saying how great they are and more about their community validating those claims.
Yeah, that totally makes sense.
Yeah.
So, and the stats really back this up too, right? UGC ads, five times higher engagement.
Crazy.
Than branded content.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a huge difference. How are people reacting?
It's huge, yeah. Well, I think it goes back to that whole feeling of authenticity and trust, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're just more likely to interact with something that feels real and relevant to your life.
Sure.
You might see yourself in the creator or the situation that they're showing.
Yeah.
And it kind of fosters this sense of community too, right? You might tag a friend who would also find this interesting.
Yeah.
Share your own experiences in the comments. It sparks these conversations,
right,
that traditional ads just kind of struggle to create.
And here's another point that jumped out at me. Cost comparison. Producing UGC ads can be so much cheaper than making a full-blown commercial.
Way more affordable.
It just makes sense, right?
Yeah.
They're using their customers or, you know, smaller content creators.
Yeah, it's smart. I mean, think about the traditional route. You've got talent costs, filming crews, location fees, post-production.
Right.
It's all expensive. With UGC, you know, a lot of times the content is being generated by the users themselves.
Yeah.
Or smaller scale creators. So you cut down those costs drastically. It makes,
yeah,
it more accessible,
yeah,
for businesses of all sizes.
For sure. Now, let's get a little deeper into the whole psychology behind this. The material talks about this idea of social proof.
Yeah.
Can you explain a bit more how UGC taps into that and how that influences our decisions?
Yeah. So social proof is a fascinating thing. It's really this powerful psychological driver. Essentially, we look to what other people are doing to guide our own behavior, right? especially when we're unsure about something. So let's say you're considering buying something, you see a bunch of other people using and enjoying that product, it gives you reassurance,
right.
Lowers that risk a bit. So UGC is a really powerful form of that.
Okay.
Because it showcases those genuine experiences. People aren't paid to endorse it in that highly produced way.
Right.
It answers that question, will this work for me?
Okay, that makes sense. And this isn't just a small thing anymore.
Yeah.
The sources point out that major brands are now fully on board. They're integrating UGC into their strategies.
Yeah, big time. They're realizing that power and effectiveness. They could easily make those slick, big-budget ads,
right.
But they see that UGC is resonating in a way that those other ads don't. It really speaks to its impact.
For sure. Okay, let's get into some specific examples of brands that are killing it with this, according to our sources. First up, Coca-Cola's Share a Coke campaign. Remember those personalized bottles?
Oh, yeah. Classic.
With the names. How did that, what seemed like a simple idea, how did that turn into effective UGC?
Well, I think they tapped into that whole thing about personalization and sharing,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
You put a name on a bottle, you're basically inviting people to find their name or someone else's name, take a picture, share it online.
Right.
And it just blew up organically.
It did.
All this content, people with their Coke bottle stories. And it wasn't just about the drink.
Mm.
It was about creating a shared experience, that sense of community around the brand.
Right.
All that user-generated content just amplified their message so much more.
Way more than a traditional ad could.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's great. The next one is GoPro. Their whole strategy seems to be built around adventure, showing what their cameras can do.
Yeah.
And they really lean on content submitted by users like you and me.
Yeah, they encourage that user-generated content.
With all the hashtags.
Using the hashtags, yeah.
Hashtag GoPro, hashtag GoPro word.
Exactly. And then they share the best ones, amplify them across their channels, even reward the creators sometimes.
Right.
It's smart. They've turned their customers into their marketing team.
Wow.
It's a constant stream of content showcasing the cameras.
Right.
And it creates this strong community.
That's really cool.
People sharing their passions. It's aspirational.
Mm-hmm.
It resonates.
Totally. And then finally, we have Starbucks. The hashtag White Cup contest. Remember this one?
Oh, yeah.
They asked people to decorate those iconic white cups.
Yeah, share their designs.
And they put the winners in the stores.
Yeah, a cool way to get people involved.
Such a clever way to do it, right?
Yeah, it was fun, low stakes, encouraged participation, creativity. They got all this unique content.
Right.
And it made the brand feel more approachable.
Yeah, that's really neat. All right, so we've seen some really cool examples of how brands have done this well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, our material breaks down the different types of UGC ads you might encounter. Mm-hmm. Let's run through some of them.
Let's do it.
First, we have customer testimonials. This one seems pretty straightforward.
Yep.
It's just people sharing their good experiences.
Yeah, exactly. It's essentially word of mouth, but online.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you see real people sharing their positive experience,
right.
It builds trust.
Yeah.
Credibility. It could be video, text, even audio.
Okay.
Really effective at increasing those conversion rates because they address the concerns of a potential buyer.
Yeah. Next, we have product demonstrations.
Mm.
These seem really valuable, especially for products that are hard to understand just from a description.
Absolutely. When you can see it in action,
a
real customer showing you how it works, highlighting the features,
right.
That can be way more convincing than just a list of features.
Yeah.
It helps the consumer visualize how it fits into their life.
Right.
Answers any questions they might have before buying. It's like seeing is believing, you know?
Yeah, totally. All right, what about behind the scenes content? That seems like it's all about creating a more personal connection.
Yeah, I think so. It humanizes the business, gives you a glimpse behind the curtain, so to speak.
Yeah.
The making of a product, company culture. It creates that transparency.
Okay.
You feel like you're part of the story.
Yeah. That's really good.
More than just a product.
What about lifestyle integration?
Yeah, lifestyle integration.
That sounds like showing the product in a real everyday setting.
Exactly. Instead of a staged, super polished ad,
it
shows how a product fits into an everyday routine.
Mm-hmm.
It feels more organic, relatable. You can imagine yourself using it.
Right.
Less of a hard sell,
mm-hmm.
more of a suggestion.
Okay, that makes sense. The material also mentions mixed media formats, combining video, images, text, all in one.
Yeah, that can be really engaging.
Yeah.
Keep things interesting.
It caters to different learning style.
Exactly. You've got the video, the images, the text. It's more dynamic.
Yeah.
Informative.
And lastly, we have something a bit more cutting edge.
Uh-oh.
AI-enhanced UGC.
Okay.
So how is artificial intelligence starting to play a role?
Well, AI is being used in a bunch of ways to optimize UGC.
Okay.
Tools to help brands identify high-quality UGC.
Okay.
Platforms that automate permissions.
Right.
Even AI that personalizes which ads are shown to whom.
Wow.
The goal is efficiency, scale, and making the ads you see more relevant.
Okay, that's super interesting. So say a brand is totally bought in, they want to start using more UGC. How do they actually collect all this stuff? The sources lay out some steps.
Okay.
First, reach out to the right creators.
Mm-hmm.
What does that even mean?
It means finding people whose values and online presence align with the brand.
Okay.
It could be micro-influencers,
right.
loyal customers,
mm-hmm.
everyday people creating great content. The key is to find creators whose authenticity will resonate with your target audience.
Okay, that makes sense. So next step is provide content guidelines.
Yes.
What kind of instructions should brands be giving to these creators?
Clear guidelines are crucial. Things like tone, style,
okay.
product features, key messages, even technical stuff.
Right.
Like video length and format. But you don't want to stifle the creator's authenticity.
Okay.
That's what makes it work.
For sure. Step three is super important. Secure permission.
Huge.
Why is getting that explicit permission so vital?
It protects both the brand and the creator.
Mm-hmm.
You need clear written permission to use someone's content.
Yeah.
How it will be used, where it will be displayed, how long.
Right.
Failing to do that can cause legal issues.
Right.
Damage the brand's reputation.
Yeah. Really important. Okay. Final step. Ensure brand alignment.
Mm-hmm.
They mentioned manual checking. What are they looking for?
Even though it's authentic, it still has to be consistent with the brand.
Right.
Visuals, tone, values.
Okay.
You want to avoid anything that feels off-brand,
mm-hmm.
contradicts their message, or might not resonate with their target audience.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
They need to be very proactive about this. Now let's talk about some pitfalls. The material highlights some mistakes to avoid. First up, ignoring brand alignment. We just talked about that.
Yeah.
So even though it's user-generated, it still has to make sense for the brand.
Right. Just because it's authentic doesn't mean anything goes.
Yeah.
It needs to support the brand's story.
Yeah.
Resonate with the audience.
If it feels off, it can really confuse people.
Totally.
Another mistake is poor video quality. This seems obvious, but what's acceptable here?
I mean, it doesn't have to be a Hollywood production.
Right.
Sometimes that less polished look can actually be better.
Yeah.
But it needs to be clear, well lit.
Right.
Good audio.
Yeah.
Blurry footage, bad audio.
Yeah.
That's just distracting.
It can hurt their credibility.
Definitely.
Okay. Lack of clear call to action.
Hmm.
Even with authentic content, you still need to guide people.
Absolutely. UGC ads need a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want people to do? Visit a website? Make a purchase, learn more.
Yeah.
A clear call to action drives results.
For sure. Another point they make is overly scripted content.
Mm.
It feels like it defeats the whole purpose, right?
Yeah, the power is in the natural, unscripted feel.
Mm-hmm.
If it feels forced, rehearsed, it loses its authenticity.
Yeah.
Brands should encourage creators to share their genuine experiences in their own voice.
Makes sense. And lastly, not leveraging analytics. How important is tracking performance?
Crucial. Like any marketing strategy, you need to track what's working.
Yeah.
Engagement, click-through rates, conversions, reach.
Mm-hmm.
Analyze that data, identify trends, optimize for better results.
Yeah, that makes sense. So bringing it all together, it seems like UGC ads are a really powerful way for brands to connect with people.
Yeah, very powerful.
It feels authentic, engaging, and often more trustworthy.
And cost-effective.
Yeah, when done right, it can really build those connections.
Absolutely. In today's landscape, consumers are more discerning. UGC provides a more believable alternative. By leveraging those genuine experiences, you
yeah.
can build stronger relationships, drive real engagement.
Really makes you think about how we as consumers interact with brands that use this approach.
Mm-hmm.
Are we more likely to trust a recommendation if it feels like it's coming from someone like us?
Right.
It's something to think about the next time you're scrolling.
Absolutely. And as AI becomes more integrated,
oh, yeah.
it raises a fascinating question about the future of authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
How will our perception evolve as these tools become more sophisticated?
That's a really good question.
It's a dynamic space.
Yeah.
Really interesting to see where it all goes.
Absolutely. Great stuff.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive.
My pleasure.
We'll see you next time.